Book of Psalms, Part 7, 78.
1. A lesson of Asaph. O my people, give ear to my Torah. Bow your ears to the words of my mouth.
2. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will pour forth dark sayings of old. 3. Those which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. 4. We will not hide them from their sons, to declare to the coming generation the praises of Yahweh, yea, his strength and his wonderful works that he has done.
5. For he raised a testimony in Jacob, and he set the Torah in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to make them known to their sons. 6. So that a coming generation may know, sons shall be born, they shall rise up and tell their sons. 7. So that they might set their hope in Elohim, and not forget the works of El, but keep his instructions. 8. And they shall not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that prepared not its heart, yea, whose spirit was not faithful with El. 9. The sons of Ephraim, armed shooters of bows, turned back in the day of battle. 10. They did not keep the covenant of Elohim and refused to walk in his Torah. 11. And they forgot his works and his wonders which he had shown them. 12. He did wonders before their fathers in the land of Egypt, the field of Zoan.
13. He divided the sea and passed them through, and he caused the waters to stand in a heap. 14. And he led them by a cloud in the day, and all the night with a light of fire. 15. He split the rocks in the wilderness and made them drink, as from great depths. 16. And he brought streams out of the rock, and caused waters to go down like rivers. 17. Yet they sinned still more against him, to provoke the Most High in the desert. 18. And they tested El in their heart, by asking food for their souls. 19. And they spoke against Elohim, saying, Shall El be able to set a table in the wilderness? 20. Behold, he struck the rock and the waters gushed out, and the torrents were overflowing. Can he also give bread? Will he provide flesh for his people? 21. So Yahweh heard and he passed over, and a fire was kindled against Jacob, and also anger went up against Israel. 22. Because they did not believe in Elohim and trusted not in his salvation, Yahshua. 23. And he commanded the fine clouds above, and he opened the doors of the heavens. 24. And he rained on them manna to eat, yea, he gave the grain of the heavens to them. 25. Man ate the bread of the mighty, he sent them food to the full. 26. He made an east wind blow in the heavens, and he led out the south wind by his power. 27. Yea, he rained flesh on them like dust, and winged birds as the sand of the seas. 28. And he made them fall amidst their camp, all around to their tents. 29. They ate and were filled full, for their own lust he brought to them. 30. They were not estranged from their lust, their food was still in their mouths.
31. And Elohim's wrath came on them and killed the fattest of them, and he struck down the choice ones of Israel. 32. In all this they sinned still, and they did not believe in his wonderful works. 33. And he ended their days in vanity, and their years in sudden terror. 34. When he killed them, then they sought him, and they turned and searched for El. 35. So they remembered that Elohim was their rock, and the Most High Elohim their Redeemer. 36. But they deceived him with their mouths, and with their tongues lied to him. 37. For their heart was not steadfast with him, and they were not faithful in his covenant.
38. But he being merciful, atoned for their iniquity and did not destroy, and he added to turn away his anger, and did not stir up all his wrath. 39. For he remembered that they were flesh, a breath passing away, and not returning. 40. How often they disobeyed him in the wilderness, angering him in the desert. 41. Yea, they turned back and tested El, and pained the set apart one of Israel. 42. They did not remember his hand, on the day he redeemed them from the enemy. 43. Who set his signs in Egypt, and his wonders in the field of Zoan. 44, he turned their rivers into blood, also their streams that they might not drink. 45, he sent swarms of flies against them, and they devoured them, also frogs, and they destroyed them. 46, he also gave their crops to the stripping locust, and their labor to the locust. 47, he killed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with sleet. 48, he gave their cattle up to the hail, and their flocks to bolts of fire. 49, he sent the heat of his anger on them, fury and indignation and distress, ascending of messengers of evils. 50, he leveled a path for his anger, he did not keep back their soul from death, but gave their life over to the plague. 51, and he struck all the firstborn in Egypt, the firstfruits of strength in the tents of Ham. 52, and he led his people forth like sheep, and he led them like a flock in the wilderness. 53, and he led them on safely, and they did not fear, but the sea flooded over their enemies. 54, he brought them to the border of his set-apart place, this mountain that his right hand had gained. 55, and he cast out the nations before them, and by a line he made a possession fall to them, and he made the tribes of Israel to live in their tents. 56, yet they tested and provoked the Most High Elohim, and they did not keep his testimonies. 57, but they turned back and betrayed, like their fathers, they veered aside like a deceitful bow. 58, for they enraged him with their high places, and they provoked him to jealousy with their molten images. 59, when Elohim heard, and he was provoked to anger, and he utterly rejected Israel. 60, and he left the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent he dwelt in among men. 61, and delivered his strength into captivity, and his glory into the enemy's hands. 62, and he gave his people to the sword, and was angry with his inheritance. 63, the fire burned up their young men, and their virgins were not praised. 64, their priests fell by the sword, and their widows were not able to weep. 65, then Yahweh awoke, as one asleep, like a mighty man rejoicing with wine. 66, and he beat his enemies backward, he put them to a never-ending shame. 67, and he refused the tabernacle of Joseph, and he did not choose the tribe of Ephraim. 68, but he elected the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion which he loved. 69, and he built his sanctuary like high places, like the earth he has founded it forever. 70, he also chose his servant David, and took him from the folds of the flock. 71, he brought him in from the suckling ewes, he brought him to feed his people Jacob, and his inheritance, Israel. 72, and he fed them in the integrity of his heart, and guided them in the skillfulness of his hands.
79.
1. A Psalm of Asaph. O Elohim, the nations have come into your inheritance, they have defiled your set-apart sanctuary, they have laid Jerusalem in heaps. 2. They have given the bodies of your servants as food for the birds of the heavens, the flesh of your saints to the beasts of the earth. 3. They have shed their blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there is no one burying. 4. We have become a shame to our neighbors, a scorn and a mockery to those who are around us. 5. Until when, O Yahweh? Will you be angry with us forever? Shall your jealousy burn like fire? 6. Pour out your wrath on the nations who have not known you, and on the kingdoms who have not called on your name. 7. For they have eaten up Jacob, and laid waste to his dwelling place. 8. Do not remember for us the former sins of our fathers, let your tender mercies meet us speedily, for we have been brought very low. 9. Help us, O Elohim of our salvation, Yahshua, for the matter of the glory of your name, and deliver us and atone for our sins, for your name's sake. 10. Why should the nations say, where is their Elohim? Let him be known among the nations before our eyes, the avenging of the blood of your servants that has been poured out. 11. Let the groaning of the prisoner come before you. According to the greatness of your arm, preserve the sons of death. 12. And reward our neighbors sevenfold. Give into their bosom their curse with which they have cursed you, O Yahweh. 13. Then we your people, and the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever, we will declare your praise from generation to generation.
80.
1. To the chief musician. A testimony. Concerning the lilies. A psalm of Asaph. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you leading Joseph like a flock, shine forth, you dwelling between the cherubs. 2. Stir up your might before Ephraim, and Benjamin, and Manasseh, and come to us for salvation. 3. O Elohim, turn us again, and make your face shine, and we will be saved. 4. O Yahweh Elohim of hosts, until when will you smoke against the prayer of your people? 5. You made them eat with the bread of tears, yea, you made them drink with tears a third time. 6. You make us a strife for our neighbors, and our enemies laugh to themselves. 7. O Elohim of hosts, turn us again, and cause your face to shine, and we will be saved. 8. You have led a vine out of Egypt, you have cast out the nations, and have planted it. 9. You cleared before it, and you have rooted its roots, and it has filled the land. 10. The hills were covered with its shadow, and its boughs were as the cedars of Elohim. 11. It was sending its boughs out to the sea, and its branches to the river. 12. Why have you broken down its walls, so that it is plucked by all who pass by the way? 13. A boar out of the forest wastes it, and the beast of the field feeds on it. 14. O Elohim of hosts, we beg you, return. Look down from heaven and see and visit this vine, 15, and the vineyard which your right hand has planted, and on the sun you made strong for yourself. 16, it is burned with fire, cut down, they perish at the rebuke of your face. 17, let your hand be on the man of your right hand, on the son of man whom you have made strong for yourself. 18, so we will not backslide from you, make us live, and we will call on your name. 19. O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, turn us again. Cause your face to shine, and we will be saved.
81.
1. To the chief musician, on Gittith, of Asaph, sing aloud to Elohim our strength. Shout for joy to the Elohim of Jacob. 2. Lift up a song, and the timbrel, the pleasing lyre with the harp. 3. Blow the ram's horn in the new moon, at the full moon, on our feast day. 4. For this was a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the Elohim of Jacob. 5. This he ordained as a testimony in Joseph, when he went out over the land of Egypt. I heard a lip I did not understand. 6. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from the basket. 7. You called in distress, and I rescued you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Selah. 8. My people, listen, and I will testify against you, whether you will listen to me. 9. There shall be no stranger among you, and you shall not worship a foreign god. 10. I am Yahweh your Elohim who brought you out from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. 11. But my people would not listen to my voice, and Israel did not consent to me. 12. So I gave them up to the stubbornness of their own hearts. They walked in their own counsels. 13. Oh, if my people were hearing me, if Israel would walk in my ways. 14. I would subdue their enemies in a little while, and I would turn my hand against their foes. 15. Those who hate Yahweh will be found and true to him, and their time is forever. 16. And he would make them to eat from the fat of the wheat, and I would satisfy you with honey out of the rock.
82.
1. A psalm of Asaph. Elohim stands in the company of the Almighty El, he judges in the midst of Elohim. 2. Until when will you judge unjustly, and lift up the faces of the wicked? Selah. 3. Vindicate the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. 4. Deliver the poor and needy, and save out of the hand of the wicked. 5. They neither know nor will understand. They walk in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. 6. I have said, you are Elohim, and all of you are sons of the Most High. 7. But you shall die as men, and fall like one of the rulers. 8. Rise, O Elohim, judge the earth. For you shall inherit in all the nations.
83.
1. A song. A psalm of Asaph. O Elohim, do not keep silence to yourself. Do not be speechless. Yea, do not be still, O El 2. For lo, your enemies are roaring, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. 3. They take shrewd counsel against your people. They plot against your hidden ones. 4. They have said, come, and we will cut them off from being a nation, and that the name of Israel will not be recalled again. 5. For they conspired together with one heart. They have cut a covenant against you. 6. Even the tents of Edom, and of the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarites. 7. Jebel and Ammon, and Amalek, Philistine and those living in Tyre. 8. Also Assyria has joined with them. They were a numb to the sons of Lot Seller. 9. Do to them as to Midian, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the torrent Kishon. 10. At Inda they were destroyed. They became dung for the ground. 11. Make their nobles as Oreb and Zeb, and all their rulers like Zebah and Zalmunna. 12. Who said, let us take possession of Elohim's pastures for ourselves? 13. O my Elohim, make them as whirling dust, as the stubble before the wind. 14. As the fire burns a forest, and as the flame sets the mountains on fire. 15. So pursue them with your tempest, and frighten them with your storm. 16. Fill their faces with shame so that they will seek your name, O Yahweh. 17. Let them be ashamed and terrified forever. Yea, let them be pale and perish. 18. And let them know you, that your name is Yahweh, and all life comes from you, the Most High over all the earth.
84.
1. To the chief musician, on Gittith. A psalm for the sons of Korah. How lovely are your dwellings, O Yahweh of hosts. 2. My soul longs and even faints for the courts of Yahweh. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living El. 3. Even the bird has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even on your altars, O Yahweh of hosts, my King and my Elohim. 4. Blessed are they who dwell in your house. They will always be praising you. 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you. Your ways are in their hearts. 6. Passing through the valley of weeping, they will make it a fountain. Even the early rain covers with blessings. 7. They go from strength to strength, being seen in Zion before Elohim. 8. O Yahweh Elohim of hosts, hear my prayer. Listen, O Elohim of Jacob. Selah. 9. Behold, O Elohim, our shield, and look upon the face of your Messiah. 10. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand without. I have chosen to stand at the threshold in the house of my Elohim rather than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. 11. For Yahweh Elohim is a sun and shield. Yahweh will give grace and glory. He will withhold nothing good from those who walk in integrity. 12. O Yahweh of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
85.
1. To the chief musician. A psalm for the sons of Korah. O Yahweh, you have been gracious to your land. You have turned back the captivity of Jacob. 2. You have taken away the iniquity of your people. You covered all of their sins. Selah. 3. You gathered all of your wrath. You turned from the heat of your anger. 4. O Elohim of our salvation, Yeshua, turn us and break up your anger with us. 5. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you draw out your anger to all generations?
6. Will you revive us, so that your people may rejoice in you? 7. Show us your mercy, O Yahweh, and give us your salvation. 8. I will hear what Yahweh Elohim will say, for he will speak peace to his people, and his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. 9. Surely his salvation, Yahshua, is near to the ones fearing him, for glory to dwell in our land. 10. Mercy and truth have met together, righteousness and peace kissed each other. 11. Truth shall sprout out of the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. 12. Yea, Yahweh shall give good, and our land shall give its produce. 13. Righteousness shall go before him and shall make a way for his footsteps.
86.
1. A prayer of David. O Yahweh, bow down your ear, answer me, for I am poor and needy. 2. Guard my soul, for I am righteous, O you, my Elohim, save your servant who trusts in you. 3. Give your grace to me, O Yahweh, for I cry to you daily.
4. Give joy to the soul of your servant. 4. To you, O Yahweh, I lift up my soul. 5. For you, O Yahweh, are good and ready to forgive, and rich in mercy to all who call on you. 6. O Yahweh, give ear to my prayer. Listen to my voice of supplications. 7. I will call on you in the day of my trouble, for you will answer me. 8. None among the Elohim is like you, O Yahweh, and none are like your works. 9. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you. Yea, Yahweh, they shall glorify your name. 10. For you are great and do wonderful things. You are Elohim, all comes from you. 11. Teach me your way, O Yahweh, I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to reverence your name. 12. With all my heart I will thank you, O Yahweh my Elohim, and I will glorify your name forevermore. 13. For your mercy toward me is great, and you have delivered my soul from the lowest Sheol. 14. O Elohim, the proud have risen against me, and the troop of the violent have sought after my life, and have not set you before their eyes.
15. But you, O Yahweh, our El, full of pity, and gracious, long-suffering and rich in mercy and truth. 16. O turn to me and be gracious to me, give your strength to your servant, and save the son of your handmaid. 17. Make me a sign for good, that those who hate me may see and be ashamed, O Yahweh, because you have helped me and comforted me.